Welcome to Riding the Waves of Life, a Boundary Family Services podcast. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, Mel.
Do you want to tell everybody who you are and about a little bit about your family and yourself?
Okay. I'm Jenna. I have two kids, 5 and 3, a boy and a girl. And I live and play here in Grand Forks. And I've been here all my life.
Awesome.
Yeah. I haven't left.
Me too.
I love the small town, though. That's one thing. This is the best place to raise a kid.
So you stayed here
Yeah. And
now you have a family.
Mm-hmm.
So this podcast is about what you wish somebody or you would have learned about before you had kids, like what you wish you would have known now
mm-hmm.
when you were starting to have a family.
It's a good question. It's a heavy question.
It's different for everybody.
It's hard work. Every day is hard work. You know, I love my kids. I love my husband. Would I take it all back? No, not in a heartbeat. If I could have a snapshot of life now before I had kids, yeah, I maybe would go, whoa.
Right.
Maybe backpedal, but I'd be like, no, let's do it.
Yeah.
I think they're so cliche to say. They're a blessing. And, you know, they challenge me every day. If I could be told, I would say, hang on.
Right. With both hands?
Yeah, hang on with both hands. It goes by so fast.
Yeah.
My son just had his little kindergarten graduation today. He got his diploma.
Oh.
And I was going to start crying.
Yeah.
My daughter is still in daycare, but I'm like, she's only there for another year.
Right.
That old adage, don't blink.
Right.
Yeah. Take those pictures. Husbands, if you're listening, take the pictures of the wives.
Yes.
Please. I love it when I can see from another point of view.
Mm-hmm.
It's so memorable.
That's a good point because I actually have just recently this year thought a lot about the pictures and that. Yeah. So now I'm actually asking people to take pictures of me mm-hmm. because there aren't pictures of me.
No.
Right? And yeah.
If they are, they're really quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your head is moving the other way.
Yeah.
The kid is looking the other way. It's those times where you can actually take a candid photo.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, look how little she was.
Yeah.
Look how tired I am. But like, look at the love.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Another thing I would say before having kids is know your partner.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I love my husband and I know that we parent really good together. Sometimes we parent very differently, but together we're the same playing field.
Yeah.
I work afternoons and nights, so he has to deal with them at the end of the day.
Right.
And
the witching hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For every party.
Yeah.
I think it was Brené Brown. She does like a thing where she asks her partner, her husband, where are you at?
And it's right.
Like, I'm 50%.
Yeah.
I'm 20%. So I can tell when my husband is like 20% patience. I'm like, okay.
Yes.
Go outside. Let's give daddy some space.
Tag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we actually will physically do the tag.
Yeah.
That way we know I've got kids. You mm-hmm. go veg out for a bit.
Yeah.
Definitely knowing your partner because people change, but sometimes better, sometimes worse.
Yeah. Well, it's a very good point is that a lot of the time you think you know your partner because you have this dynamic when there's no children.
Mm-hmm.
And so you think you're golden and then you have children and then the dynamic changes
mm-hmm.
because all of a sudden you are learning new things.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely sitting down and having a conversation about who do you want to be as a parent? What type of parenting style do you think you will have?
Yeah.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah. And also reminding yourselves that it was you two before
yes.
this person came into your life or these little people came into your life.
Yeah.
That's crucial because we get so busy in our mm-hmm. regular day-to-day things that, yeah, I don't think people tell us that your union as a duo is just as important as your
yes.
togetherness as a family.
Yes.
It's surprising when I say that, oh, we got to go on like a date day. Mm. And people are like, oh, we didn't have that back in my day.
Right. Like,
what do you mean?
Yeah.
And we never thought of it. You never thought to go out on a date? No, we did, but it wasn't like a big thing. And I'm like, oh, well, what do you mean? They just got a sitter or grandma and grandpa looked after
yeah.
them. But I'm like, I think having that do I want to say plan, or having that idea is always like is important.
Yes, because a lot of families do forget that. Actually, I remember somebody once asked me, they had just been to a speaker, and they said, okay, the speaker asked us this question, so I'm going to ask you this question. In your household, who comes first?
Oh, that's deep.
Yeah. And so she said that most people who have children said, oh, my children. And she said that the speaker went,
it's actually you.
Well, you and your partner.
Yeah.
He said it's your partner, mm-hmm. and yourself, that relationship first, and then your children. Because if you don't feed the relationship between the two parents, then you actually aren't feeding the relationship to the children, mm-hmm. right? Because you need that to be healthy to be able to have parenting be healthy.
Yeah, that's a good correlation.
Yeah, because a lot of time you lose yourself mm-hmm. in parenting, right? And yes, the kids always just come first, and you forget that actually you need to fill your bucket to fill theirs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that from
Eons ago. So long ago.
How do you fill your mama bucket?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good segue. Is also like knowing that kids change you too.
Yes.
And everybody's like, oh, no, they won't. Do they do?
Yeah.
This little being needs you when they are a newborn 24/7, 365 yes. days of the year and forever and a day.
Yeah.
And if you forget if you forget what you love,
right,
just to be there, it can get really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I will admit it, there's been times where I was really sad.
Yeah.
And COVID was especially hard.
Yes.
My daughter was 6 months at the time, and all the groups stopped, and I was like, what do I do? So yeah. You kind of find those things, and you find those people in those hard places.
Yeah.
Which is another segue. You find your people.
Right.
I think, maybe it's not said, but wish I had known, is the people you grow up with or the people you're friends with
mm-hmm.
now may not necessarily be there. I don't want to say there, but like may not be in that dynamic with you.
Yes.
It's the people you meet at the hard points
yes.
of parenthood that will be in your corner forever and a day.
Yeah. Life changes all the time.
Yeah.
Right. And yes, that is important because your values change.
Mm-hmm.
As your life changes yep. and as you learn new things. So then some people who aren't moving along that same pathway as you, that, you know, you've known forever,
yeah.
they're not part of that same value circle anymore. And so you find new people that are part of that value circle. Doesn't mean that those other people aren't they may not be in your life anymore, or they just may be in a different,
you know, category.
Exactly. Of your life. But that does change. And sometimes it's hard to find those people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I was really fortunate that reaching out to Christy just for, do I want to say camaraderie, but more like to voice my situation mm-hmm. during COVID and everything like that. And then, you know, reaching out to friends.
Yeah.
That we had like a mutual hobby mm-hmm. and then that just kind of flourished.
Yes.
And we would go on hikes all the time. And now that I think about it, we haven't gone on a hike for a really long time.
I know. Well, because COVID allowed, it sucked
yeah.
and for many reasons, but it also allowed pause.
Yes.
To allow yourself to go and do those other things, mm-hmm. right? And now that that pause is not paused anymore, then those things that were filling your day when there was a pause are filled with other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different landscape of life right now.
Yeah.
There's times when I look at the calendar and I'm like, whoa, we're busy.
Yes.
I'm like, no wonder I'm exhausted.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I remember, I think it was last year or the September before, I was like, oh, no wonder we're like feeling a little crappy or seasonal allergies or having a cold. Because you look back from August, July, June, May, you're go, go, go.
Yes. Yeah.
And those little beings are go, go, go too, mm-hmm. if not mm-hmm. more.
Yes, yes.
We can sit down. They're like, this is bored. This is boring.
I used to say when I was a kid, I'm boring.
You, Mel, are far from boring.
My mom loved it. But yes, finding your village is important. Mm-hmm. And that village changes
yeah.
as you change. Because, I mean, whether we like it or not, our children do become the main focus of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
It's that way developmentally for us too, mm-hmm. right? When we have our children, then our brain changes its focus.
Yeah.
So then our friends that don't have children don't have that focus, and all you, and then you feel silly that all you can talk about is your kids. But really, that's your life.
Yeah.
You don't really have a lot else in there at that time. Yeah. Right?
A girlfriend of mine, her favorite little quote is like, my heart on my sleeve, or my heart walks outside my
yes.
body.
Yes.
And
yes.
it is. There's yeah. times when I'm like, the situation is not that big, but then I see my kid mm-hmm. crying or super overwhelmed. And I'm like, if he's overwhelmed, if she's super sad, I'm going to feel that too.
Yeah.
Because my mama heart can't take it if they're like that.
Yeah.
So it's like a big, like, okay, breathe. We can get through these big emotions.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess that's another thing is like the emotional tidal waves of, as a mom, you'll go through, but also seeing your kids go through the emotional mm-hmm. tidal waves. Because I guess I'm being sentimental with Thomas graduating kindergarten. I'm like, oh, what am I going to be like when he graduates high school?
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, this is just one graduation. I have to go through potential like heartbreak, sorrow, like, wow, nobody told me about this.
Yes. Yeah. And when you're the child, you mm-hmm. don't think about it.
No.
Right. And then when you become a parent, then you start thinking about your parents when you were a kid and you're like, oh my God.
Like
ooh. A whole new appreciation and understanding of different situations. From different angles.
Wholeheartedly. Like I love my mom and I'm like, I love you more and more each day. Yeah. Mom, how did you put up with me? And I'm like, I was a little bit of a SHIT head.
Yeah.
I could have been worse, but I was a little bit. But I'm like, thank you for being as patient as you were.
Yes. But that's the thing about being a parent is then you do get to experience all these firsts with your child. And they're the lasts too, right?
You're going to make me cry. Oh.
And being ready for that. And yeah, the emotional part is, you know, how as a parent are you going to help your children learn about their emotions and yeah. be able to ride those emotions mm-hmm. and being able to ride them as a parent along with them.
Yeah.
And not take it all on either, though, because they are their emotions.
Yeah. That's yeah. one thing I have to remind myself is like, okay, this, I don't say this too shall pass, but like, you know, you have those moments where yesterday was a good one. Because it's on the top of my brain.
Yeah.
My son was very sad because he was supposed to be picked up by Gummy.
Right.
By his grandmother.
Yeah.
But it was a surprise. Daddy was done work early.
Oh.
So he saw Daddy and he just broke down. He was mm-hmm. like, why are you here?
Right.
It's supposed to be Gummy.
Oh.
And it was a situation where he just cried and my husband picked him up. He's like, mm-hmm. it's okay, bud. But I want Gummy. And it. Bill.
Yes, he's Bill. Hurt.
He's hurt.
Yeah,
he's
like, yeah, yeah.
He's like, I never thought I would be hurt by just right. that.
Yeah.
And I was like, aww. I'm sorry. He's like, we talked about it in the truck, but he's like, guess he's a little stubborn like somebody I know. And I'm
like, excuse me.
Yeah, excuse me. So they talked it out.
Yeah.
And then I talked with Thomas this morning and I was like, is everything okay? Yeah, mom, I just don't like change.
Mm.
And I was like, I can acknowledge that. I yeah. don't like change. But I'm like, you're five.
That was very big for him to have an understanding of.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah.
So I'm okay with that. I'm like, oh, we just need to work on your sister now.
Right.
Because I'm like, oh, change is going to happen. And her and change, not easy. But I mean, she's three.
Yeah, she is three. So change isn't easy for most three-year-olds. Transitions, they need it to be predictable. This yeah. is what's happening next.
It is very yeah. predictable. I that's another thing. You don't want to worry about the future.
Right.
Don't worry about the future. Just worry about right now.
Yes.
Worry about today.
Being present.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah. I have a tendency to worry about the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's one thing I wish people would say is, hey, don't worry about it.
Right.
Each day will come.
Yeah.
Each moment will come. Yeah. Because I remember, you have those times where you're like, everybody's talking about birth weight.
Oh my goodness. The comparison thing. Everybody does it.
Yes, everybody does it.
It's a natural human thing to do.
It's an innocent thing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say one thing, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody under that umbrella, if you're listening, it's okay if your baby is this size, if this weight, They are perfect. Mm. They are perfect little beings. As long as they're healthy, yeah, happy, and in your arms.
Yeah.
That is the main thing.
Yeah. Don't get caught up in the rat race of comparison.
Ugh. I like thought about it and I'm like, why did I do that? I spent a chunk of time, especially with my daughter, like comparing.
Right.
With her own brother and then comparing with other babies.
Yes.
And I think I drove my husband nuts. He was like, she's fine.
Yes.
She's eating. She's pooping. She's peeing.
Yeah, yeah.
She's okay.
Yeah, she's cooing. She's sleeping. She's doing all the things she's got to do.
Yeah.
And every baby is so different.
Oh, yeah.
But your hormones are so going and all everybody's hormones are so going. And so they're all doing it and you're all doing it together.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's this perfect storm. Yeah. But don't get caught up in it if you can.
You know, the movie, The Perfect Storm, they shouldn't have done one about
yeah.
a sailboat. They should have done the one about like motherhood in the first 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coming now to the theaters near
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I never thought that I would, look at poop so much.
Yeah, it's one thing you're never going to be told about. Pooping. Does this look normal? What's yeah, this
yeah.
smell?
Yeah. What color is- should it be? The consistency. Is there enough fatty stuff in my yeah. baby's poop?
Is it normal? Oh, so don't Dr. Google it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm, no.
To the ones in the corner, I'm looking at you. Don't Dr. Google it. Because that's when you're going to go down a really bad
rabbit hole,
yeah. wormhole yeah. of the internet, and it's going to cause unnecessary stress yes. and anxiety.
Yeah, and don't go on Facebook and ask.
Oh my gosh,
medical questions. Just call 811.
Yes, HealthLink BC.
Yeah, yeah.
The ladies there are fantastic.
They're lovely. Yes.
As soon as you say you have a baby or a kid or a toddler, yeah. a pediatric nurse comes on.
Yeah.
And will help you and guide you through it all.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Segue to that. They are lovely because I will testify to a story on HealthLink and it was nothing major except for I was a ninny. Seriously. Lock all cupboards. Put all sample sizes of anything up high.
Yes.
Thomas got into like those wax melts.
Oh, yeah, like yeah, yeah.
Like the laundry booster
yes,
ones.
Yes,
and
yes,
I was like
yes.
panicking.
Yes.
I'm like, my child is poisoned.
Right.
Need to go to emerge.
Yes.
No, voice of reason, my husband.
Yeah.
It's like, call 811.
Yeah.
So I talked to this lovely nurse. They forwarded me through poison control.
Yeah.
And the guy is like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear this, ma'am. Like, let me just see. He's like, the only active ingredient is soap. I was like, what's that going to do? He's like, well, there might be bubbles. He's like, it's literally wax,
right.
scent, and soap.
Soap.
So
oh, that's good to know.
I was like, he's yeah. like, you can take a breath now.
Yeah.
So yeah. I took a big breath. But that was a definite learning curve.
Yes. And that's, yeah, poison control actually is always so, like, good humored.
Yeah.
they're really actually nice to call.
Yeah.
Because they hear everything.
Everything.
So, and they always know, nobody's calling poison control calm.
No.
Ever.
And these people are like, so like, let's walk you through it.
Yeah.
Like, this is what you need to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like little emotional therapists.
Yeah. They're great. They really know how to diffuse a stressed out parent.
Kudos. Poison yeah, control yeah, yeah. 811.
Yes. Any golden anecdotes? Any wisdom?
I feel like I said it all. One day at a time.
Yeah.
Lock the cupboards.
Lock the cupboards. If you have a climber, put the chairs away.
Oh, yeah. I have stories to tell. Like, yeah. Mel heard my story last week. Get them like jingle bells on their doors.
Yeah.
And then you know when they're opening and closing doors. Oh, parents, get a lock for your door.
Right.
You don't need to scar your children. I'll end on
good,
a high
good
note.
Good point. Yeah. Yes. Good point.
I love it.
Well, thank you.
No worries.
Yes. It's lovely. I'm so happy that you came.
I'm happy I came too.
Yes. Riding the Waves of Life is funded by the Public Health Agency of Canada and provided through Boundary Family Services. All equipment was provided through a grant from the Phoenix Foundation.